Wednesday the 20th of January, Hey Shabbat, Rabbi Yehuda Arya Cohen, Techniques in Zichron HaLimud.
The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, it's a braisa actually, the braisa says that Gedol HaTorah, then it's nicknames B'memches Dvorim. Now if we take a look at the first four ways that the Torah is nicknames, there's an interesting observation. The first is B'Talmud, B'Shmias HaOizen, B'Arichas Sefasoyim, B'Binas HaLev. Afterwards come B'Ema, B'Yira, B'Anova, B'Simcha, B'Tara. So we can make an observation that the first four are talking about the actual learning process. Talmud, Shmias HaOizen, Arichas Sefasoyim, B'Binas HaLev are all talking about techniques in learning. The actual process of learning. Afterwards comes Be'ema, either Emes Rabo, either Be'yiro, Yes Hashem, Anova, Simcha, Tara. These are all things that are not connected to the actual learning. So I would like to try to explain what it means, these four, Talmud, Shmias Oizen, Richas Vasayim, and Binas Halev. Be'Talmud is learning, it also means Hasmada, but it also means the Girsa. Actually, we'll put it like this, and then I'll put it back in the Mishnah to make it easier. In learning, when we're learning from a sefer, there's actually five things that are happening when we're learning from a sefer. You have words, you have meaning of words, you have the ideas behind the words, the message that the words are trying to give over. Then you have organizing the information and processing the information that you got. And then you have the understanding of the information that you got. Those are the five things. Now, B'Talmud is the gear. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that really a person should learn Yigris Odom V'Hodol Yisbar, and even if you don't know what you're saying. The first thing is actually the words and the reading. I find with when a person is reading, he doesn't realize that a lot of his mind is now preoccupied with the process of reading. There's a lot of words, there's nekudos, there's putting the words together, and a lot of the mind is now experiencing just reading. It's actually even a different part of the mind than the understanding part. Therefore, if somebody would read the Gemara, let's say twice, and then try to understand the Gemara, even if he doesn't understand what he's saying, he'll see that it goes quicker when he tries to understand it after he just read the words, because he's already relaxed with the reading process. We find also with people who have a problem with reading, a difficult problem with reading, or children, it could be that their minds are very sharp and understanding they're terrific, they just have a problem reading. So when it comes, they have to do the reading and understanding together, it's difficult. Therefore, if they'll just read the Gemara a few times, even if they don't understand anything, they'll see Baruch Hashem that it helps them. Now, there's a diak in Rashi in Avodah Zarah of Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz makes a diak that Girsa also means with getting the drift. It means getting the drift, getting main ideas. Now, B'Shmias HaOizen means getting the Shakla V'Tarya down, trying to understand the Shakla V'Tarya. That's B'Shmias HaOizen, learning well, listening clear. But B'Shmias HaOizen, what does it mean, B'Shmias HaOizen? Listening with your ear. A person is always going to listen with his ear. But it's very negayin yeshivas today that when Bachim sit down to learn Gemara, they're really trying, they really want to say a chiddush. They go down to the Gemara, they just already want to say chiddushim. Shmias HaOizen means listening with your ear, learning with your ear, learning to listen to what Chazal are saying. Just listen, without chiddushim, just listen to what Chazal are telling you. Getting down what Chazal say. Before you try to make chiddushim, just to get down what Chazal say. That's Shmias HaOizen, to get the Shakla V'Tarya. Now, a lot of times people find when they're going through the Shakla V'Tarya process, so you ask them, so what is it, how does the end of the Gemara equate to the beginning of the Gemara? And even though you translated every word and you went on every step, but all of a sudden it could be that you forget even the beginning of the Gemara, or you don't realize how it equates the beginning with the end of the Gemara. That's the third process over here, which is called Arichas Vasayim. Now, Arichas Vasayim is really two things, Aricha and Vasayim. Aricha means like Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, organizing the daf in a way of a a Shulchan Aruch, that it should be Paros. You know what the Machlokes is, what the Nafkamina is, getting it down short and sweet to what is the Iker process of the Gemara. And Sefer Sayim is to chazer the Tamsis of the Sugya, to chazer the Tamsis. They said the Chazan issues to chazer the Tamsis of the Gemara. The Mice it's brought down in, it's a Gemara in Sukkah, it's Gemara in Daf Chafav, it's Gemara in Tainus Daf Ches, that the Amiram used to chazer the Gemara many times before they would start the Iyun process. After you have the Girsa, after you have the understanding, and after you organize the Daf, then you're ready for the Havana Salev, which is the Iyun process, which is the Iyun process. The Gemara says in Psachim that Lo'olim Yishana Adam LeTalmudai, B'derach Ktsara. And I've given moment days. Now Rashi says over there,
that means,
a person should always teach his Talmidim in a short version. When you're teaching, it has to be short. Now what's the reason why it has to be short when you're teaching Talmidim? So Rashi says over there, that because if you teach shortly, a Girsa Ktsara, a short version, will be retained. The memory of a short version will be retained longer than the memory of something short. How long? There's another Gemara, but it says that in Erevin, on that Mem Zayin, that says that a person is allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz for a number of things. There are three things a person is allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz. And one Amara is Moisif, that you're allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz to learn, even if you have a Rebbe over here, you're allowed to go learn to a different place, to Chutz La'aretz, to learn from a different Rebbe. Now, why are you allowed to go to learn from a different Rebbe? I would have said, because chemistry. Not everybody is able to get from a certain lab. You need a certain warmth, you need a certain charisma. Rashi says over there, because there are some Rebbeim who know how to give over the information concisely, that the Talmud will be able to understand it. That's what Rashi says over there. Some Rebbeim know how to give over concisely. You see from this Rashi that giving over shortly is not only a mailah, it's not only helps in memory, it also helps for retaining the actual limud. Giving over short. Now, there's another Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin says that Loi b'ashamayim hi. Torah is not b'ashamayim. But if it was b'ashamayim, a person would have to go up and get it. Now how does a person go up to Shamayim to get the Torah? If it wasn't Shamayim, is it Erevin here? I'll just report. Thank you. Thank you. Now, I know that my Rav Dimi Okay, so the Gemara says that if the Torah was in Shemayim, a person would have to go up to get it. There's a famous story with Reb Zalman Volozhin that he was once learning and he needed to get a sefer, but it was behind a big bookcase. And he went to the bookcase, he saw he couldn't move the bookcase, it was in the middle of the night, and he went back and continued learning. But he needed the sefer, he went back to the bookcase. And then the way I heard the story, he chazed this Gemara, Loi b'shamayim hi, but if it isn't Shemayim, you have to go get it. He chazed it a few times, and he went to the bookcase, and he moved the bookcase, and he got the sefer. Now, Rashi over here says, what's chan in this Gemara? V'haynu dam avavdimi, hod amorim v'tzorch l'troyach v'lehamid simonim v'leharim b'tachpulas chidei sh'tiskayim hatoyo b'loim deho. The Gemara says before that a person is only kind of Torah if he makes simonim, if he makes signs to get the Torah. So now the Gemara says that you have to make signs, that comes from this pasuk of Lo Yibashamayim Hi. To teach you that a person should be Tarech, Rashi says, Lahamit Simonim, to make Simonim, Ulaharim Betachbulas, to be cunning in making pretense, in order that the Torah should be Meskayim in those who learn it. Actually, Rashi's Mashma, love Dafka for one's own learning. But even Sheteskayim HaTorah B'Leim Deh, that a person can make Simanim for other people's learning. A person should be Tarech, that other people should be able to learn. Hainu, the Rav Avdimi, that's what Rav Avdimi said, She'im Bashamayimi, you have to go up and get it. Okay. So now, if we put all these things together, so we come out that, in the beginning, a person wants to get to a daf. So he's learning a daf, and the daf looks so big. Or so big, but however big it looks. Maybe it's easier for me. Let's say a daf in brother. The daf over here is a few hundred words. So in a person's mind, when he sees a daf so big, he gets overwhelmed and he says, how could I remember word for word so many words? But if we really concise this daf, if we would make a sequel on this daf, we would realize that this daf is talking of when you could read Shema Ba'aris. From when could you read Shema Ba'aris until when could you read Shema Ba'aris. So the Mishnah says we could read Shema Ba'aris from Tzeis HaKechavet, and the Gemara brings down another four shittas or five shittas from Ben Ashmashas, from when Koyanim HaTovel, Tzeis HaKechavet is like in the Mishnah, when the Ani eat, and when people eat. That's the order of the few Rashi. Place is a little different order, but that's the order of the few Rashi. And then there's another thing of Uba Hashem Shvitar. And that be Hashem, that the carbon is not ma'akiv the coin from eating truma. It's only Shkia Sachama, which is ma'akiv the coin from eating truma. Now that is really the synopsis of the whole that base. So, even though it looks like a lot of information, if you could boil it down, which, how to boil it down, it takes, the first time you make a sequel, you make a summary, and then usually the first time you make a summary, it's still not organized in one's own head. So you have to make a summary on the summary, and then you try to make another summary, and it could come down till a boiling point of the main points of the daf. And by doing that, then a person could review that many times, because it takes a very short time to review that. And by doing that, when he again goes back to the Gemara and he starts learning it inside, the other things that are on the daf eventually stick to this daf. I call it, in Eretz Yisrael, the way they build is they make a structure. First they make a structure, yitzika, it's called, of cement, and then they put onto it, they make bricks. They add bricks to them. So this is basically the yitzika. You take the daf, now, even it says, it really says, there's two Gemaras. The Gemara that says, Ligurus in Shemahada Lisbah, there's a Gemara in Brachas and Daf Samech Gimel, that says, a person should be Ligurus Shemahada Lisbah, because of Has Vachakach Kates. Now, Rashi over there is talking, Rashi explains over there what that means is, Shsoik, Kamoi Vayas Kolev, Shsoik Vahazim Lishmuascha, Ashtay Shigur Beficha. Listen to the your shemua that you get from your Rebbe until it's shogor in your mouth, even though it's not miyushev to you. And then katatena, then grind it up and ask questions and try to understand it. Now this is going, even if a person is learning one sugya, if a person is learning, let's say, one daf, so the way to do it is to break down this daf, and after you break it down, you could focus on the daf with a lot of reasons why we can't, our eon process is it's difficult to be ma'ayin, is because, like the Gemara says in Tainis, in Ma'iza Talmud Shatamud Kosha Allah, Ripnei Mishnah Say She'ina Sidur Allah. It's because the actual facts aren't barur. So if the actual facts aren't barur, so we have a burden of the facts, and it's hard afterwards to go to the Ian process. But once the facts are barur, so then we can take each part of the daf and be ma'ayin in them. Afterwards, there's another Gemara in Shabbos, also Daf Samach Gimel, that the Gemara says over there, Ligris Inish Vadal Lisbah. And the Gemara was talking over there that one of the Amirim finished Shas by the time of 18. So you see over there that there's a inyan of not just on the sugi that you're doing to get the gezer down. There's inyan when before a person starts learning that he should get a lot of the kiyas before he starts actually learning biyum. Now, there's two reasons for that, actually. One reason is because of gezer diankasa, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, that there's a gezer diankasa. I deal with kids of 12, kids with Bachim 15, 16, Avechim 21, Avechim 31, Avechim 40. And in memory, you see, like, every 10 years, there's a difference. There's a difference in the memory, how long a person can retain, how quick. And with kids, it's the quickest. They really retain. It's phenomenal how the memory of children is just phenomenal. It's much easier for kids to remember than for adults. So if a child gets a lot of bikiyas, so eventually it helps him. Not only does it help him for the remembering of the actual learning, it helps. I have a nephew, he finished Shas at the age of Shas Mishnah, he said, Bar Mitzvah at 12, and he finished Shas Gemara at, he finished Shas Mishnah's Baal Peh, Bar Mitzvah, and he finished Mishnah, he finished Gemara by 20. And he's in our kollel, but the mesechtas that he knows bikiyas, he just told me last week, the ion process that he does on them is much, much, much more than the mesechtas that he didn't chazer the 30 times that he chazer the other mesechtas. Now, with simanim, even if a person will make a tamsis of the dafim, and he'll chazer them, we get overwhelmed. Our minds get overwhelmed. We see another daf, another daf, another daf, another daf. We get overwhelmed. When you make a simen, there's a certain sefer, it's called the Sefer HaMafteach, from somebody showed me the Sefer of Ruzhik. He lived around 100 years ago. He lived in Bati Varshin. And he had this idea of making a simen on each daf, to call a name to each daf. Now, what's the idea of making a simen on each daf? So, number one, when you make a simon on each daf, so the daf, instead of it becoming that daf beis and daf gimel and daf dal, daf hey, are like all one unit, and when I'm trying to remember it, it becomes multiplied. Each daf becomes like a separate unit. A separate unit. So you don't have the lachat, you don't have the pressure of remembering all the daf. Another thing that it does is, by remembering the daf, it reminds you of a certain part of the daf. If you make like a simon, let's say daf beis is by me is ba'aris, is by ba'aris, or in gimel in brachas is gimel mishmaris. Once you already get that memory of a little bit of the daf, you're able to start going through dafim. And the mesechta starts getting the perek, or the mesechta starts becoming like a building. You're able to go through daf beis, daf gimel, daf dalet, daf hey, because you have that same bracha is daf beis is ba'aris in my sermon, and daf gimel is gimel mishmaris havalei. Daf dalet is talking David HaMelech. Daf hey is talking about yisurim. So daf hey was a challenging one. Where are you going to get a simon of yisurim? The whole daf was hey is yisurim. So Hashem Yechiach. So Hashem Yechiach is Yisurim. So then you remember that Daf Hei is talking about Yisurim. Once you get such a thing, you get like a simen, so once you try to think of a Daf, Daf Yud Beis, let's say, in Brachis is Yain Beshecha. So once you remember that, if you know the Mesechta, so then you get a picture of the Daf. And what happens is that you're able to start going in the street and start much, much easier, tremendously much easier, go in the street and start remembering the dafim. And even if a person doesn't have the time, but once he makes a sikkum and he chazes the gemara inside and he does it with the sikkum, he'll see that his ability to remember the daf is much, much better. And even if he doesn't necessarily recall it, but when he goes back to the amud and he chazes with his summary, he'll see that his memory is much, much, much better. I taught kids with this system, and what happens is they come at a point that they could do a pintas on the mesechta when they do it with this system. they can actually do a pin test. You say, what does it say on that? Whatever. And they actually could do a pin test. Because once you say daf, whatever daf it is, whatever the daf is, they have that siman, and it's like a computer that you press into that department of the computer, the daf appears in front of them, and they actually almost see the daf in front of them. I was dealing with kids separately, but now even there was a class that actually did it in Kiryat Sefer. A 7th grade class did it, and close to 30 kids, each one on their own level, but they were able to get much, much better in getting to feel that they know the whole Masechta. And it gives a tremendous, tremendous sipuk that when you start remembering what you learn. Especially with children, the reason why at this point the fee we started doing it a while ago, and you can see that this is the Hobo Bikam, this is Git and the Hobo Sechta, and in America they're using this they started using this in schools, that if they have a 20 minute Seder after Maariv or Ben Asdar, that they complement this limud of just chazering the main ideas. There are some kids that this helps them unbelievable, because the daf is just overwhelming. And when they do this, they feel that they have the daf, and then they're able to do it inside and get it much, much better. And even the kids that are Bali Kishonis, that they get it without it, but it helps them to a tremendous way. One of the questions that people ask me is, how does it work if you're just chazering the summary of the things? So how does it help to remember the whole daf? They remember almost most of the daf where everything is. It's like I said before, because since you have the yitzika, since you have the foundation, so the added stuff comes in. It also gives a person a big sipuk, because when somebody's talking about something, you don't know where it is. Where's that gemara? And these children, they know where it is and what it is, and they feel that it gives them a big kesha, a big simcha, a big happiness that they feel connected to the Gemara. An example of this is when you call a person by his name. You call a person by his name. You say, Reb Moshe Feinstein, let's say. So I said Reb Moshe Feinstein, so all of a sudden you see Reb Moshe Feinstein, you see how high he was, you see how he looked, you see his face, you see the whole Reb Moshe, you see a lot of different aspects of Reb Moshe by just saying his name. So too, when you call the dad by its name, as soon as you mention the name, you already see a lot of different things about the daf. As far as Iyun is concerned, of course the Iker is the Iyun. But when a person has let me give another example. Another example is this: is like, let's say there are sheish mitzvahs tamidiyos. That a person gets a lot of schar for every second of his life if he remembers the sheish mitzvahs tamidiyos. The mitzvahs are the existence of Hashem, that Hashem is a chod, that there's nobody besides Hashem, that to love Hashem, to fear Hashem, and not to go after one's eyes. Now, that's a little bit difficult to remember six things. But if we'll boil this concept down, it comes out that the existence of Hashem exists, right? Then, that Hashem himself is Echot. But Hashem is one. So it's really, I'm not saying something else. I'm saying Hashem exists, and Hashem himself is one. So it's really one thing, the existence of Hashem. The third thing is that there's no other anybody besides Hashem. Hashem, lo yelach aleim achayim. So again, there's the existence of Hashem who's Echad, and there's no one else. So it's really, again, one thing, the existence of Hashem. Now Hashem is very good to us. He created the world in order to give us, he wants to give us schar on haba, he wants to give us the sanega Hashem, the biggest benefit, the biggest pleasure Hashem wants to give us, that's why he created us. So Hashem himself is good. Hashem is the epitome of goodness. So if we'll have an aspect of who Hashem is, like if I say somebody has a good father and he says, my father, he already remembers that his father is so good to him. So by remembering Hashem, if a person has the right understanding of who Hashem is, automatically when he says the word Hashem, when he speaks about Hashem, he already feels love to Hashem, because he knows how much Hashem is giving him to breathe and to eat and to hear and to move and to do mitzvahs. So he automatically remembers Hashem. And if a person knows that Hashem is powerful, and Hashem is the king and everything, whoever says that Hashem is going to be mevater is making a mistake. So automatically when he says Hashem, he has awe, he has fear. Fear and love of Hashem are aspects of somebody's understanding of who Hashem is. So, which causes that a person should fear Hashem and love Hashem. So the five mitzvahs of the six are really one thing. Remember Hashem. Just remember Hashem. Like the Be'er Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim brings down this when he's describing Shivisi Hashem Le'Adi Tamid. He says the way to do that is through the Sheish Mitzvos Tamidiyos. If it was different things, what does it have connection to Shivisi Hashem? It's because all these five are actually just remembering Hashem and who Hashem is, what Hashem is. What's the sixth one? The sixth one is V'lo Yisasu Achrei Levavchem V'Achrei Einechem. We're in this world and there's a lot of distortion, there's a lot of misyonos, there's a lot of tests. Don't go after your heart and your mind. Don't go away from Hashem. So the first five are remember Hashem, and the sixth one is don't go away from Hashem. So once you remember, the Sheish Mitzvos Tamidiyos like that, so it's a whole different thing. You remember that, the five mitzvahs are really just to remember who Hashem is, and not to go away from Hashem. And when a person boils it down, it comes out that it doesn't take away from the Iyun. This process that we just did now didn't take away the Iyun of, because if I say Shema and Lo Yelecho and Hashem Echad V'Ahavta V'Yireisa, it doesn't take away. Actually, it makes the Iyun much, much more, because you understand much, much better. Now, the Chamish Mitzvahs are really existence of Hashem. So that, when you come to this understanding that it's Hashem, so you're much more connected to the five mitzvahs than you were when you just had it all separate. And that's what happens when we do the learning process of breaking down and connecting. We focus on what is the Iker, and the branches become branches, but they're connected to the main topic.